Hey guys. Long time no see. Yeah, this isn't the first time I've recorded this. It's not the second time. And you know what? Actually, no, it's not the third time either. This is like the fourth time I've tried to record one of these. The first time was good. Got a little depressing though. The second time, I think I gave too much information of where I live. And the third time, I just ended up crying. Which is so funny because I'm in a really good mood and a really good place and I'm happy. So, I don't know. I'm gonna try it again. Hello, fellow humans, or, you know, I won't judge you if you're not human, but, hello, fellow citizens of Earth, or not, because aliens, but hello, how are you guys? I am doing so good. I have been, on a cleaning rampage for the past 4 days, and it got to the point where my stepdad asked me, like, hey, you're not pregnant, right? And I'm like, no, absolutely not. Why am I looking fat? Like, you can just say that instead of, I don't know, going about this in like a really weird way. And he goes, no, it's just, you know, pregnant women do a thing called nesting and they clean a lot. And I'm like, I'm not pregnant. I'm psychotic. So I've been cleaning that much to where it is now a question of my status. So that was interesting. But yeah, I've been cleaning a lot. I've always believed in like New Year's cleaning. I like to face the new year with my abode being pristine. But I don't like waiting until right before New Year's because you don't realize how many things you have to clean until you start cleaning. So I like to start like a couple months in advance, maybe like 2 months. I started this month. I have the rest of this month. And then next month, I'm going to start actually cleaning. But sorry, that click, I'm not editing any of this. I'll edit the background noise out, but that click, that's from my headphones, and that happens a lot while I'm trying to record audios, and yeah, that's the reason that I have to re-record so many times, because it'll just click, and I'm like, great, it ruined everything. but yeah, I really like cleaning, so, or no, I don't really like cleaning. I like cleaning for the new year. I like to start off the new year clean. I also like to try to settle any debts that I have or anything before the new year, just to start the new year off on a clean slate. I've been cleaning. I cleaned out the bottom two drawers of my dresser, and that was so much fun. I saw old high school IDs and stuff like that. A lot of memories are in those drawers, so I haven't really touched them for a while, actually. I don't even think I cleaned them out last year, so yeah, that was fun. I also cleaned out from underneath my bed. That was my thing yesterday, was I was cleaning out from underneath my bed, which was great because the weather here was awful, so I had nothing to do but clean underneath my bed. And wow. If you haven't looked under your bed recently, you should try it. It's kind of amazing the amount of stuff that just accumulates under there. So I like vacuumed it. I bought these little bins for specifically underneath my bed. So I did all of that stuff. It was a whole, I really can't overstate. It was such a thing. It was such an extravaganza of just work. Just so much work. But I was happy to do it. I mean, I chose to do it. So, you know, we don't You don't get to complain for the work that you choose, but yeah, it was such a thing yesterday. And then today the weather was good, so I was able to go outside. And my purse, and I love my purse. I picked it up at this con that I went to not too long ago, and it's just, it's so cute. And I get compliments on it all the time. And the little latch that connects the strap to the purse broke. And I was so upset. I love this purse. Luckily, there's another way to hold it without the latch, so I've still been using it. But I'm like, man, I really need to get this fixed. I am not about buying stuff if things can just be fixed. So I'm like, okay. Like, and I did that today. That was a whole thing. She couldn't fix the latch, but she replaced it. It looks kind of ridiculous, but only if you look at it closely, which, I mean, I'm not gonna do that. So that was a thing. Yeah, I've just been cleaning and working and honestly hanging out with friends. I came back from, my trip, which was really nice. We didn't do, like, the most stuff. I mean, by, like, most people's standards, like, a ton of stuff. But we did stuff that we enjoyed doing together, which was really nice. She got sick of me. I feel like, okay, I try, into my mind now, I try not to bother people with my presence. I really try not to, but also at the same time, I try to make it very clear that if you want me, I'm here, you know? Like, I don't try to be like, hey, like, try to be like, can we hang out now? Can we hang out now? Can we hang out now? But I'm like, hey, just let me know when you want to hang out, you know? Like, I'm here. But I get that my personality isn't, it's not the most laid back. Like, when I like you, I'm kind of a lot. I'm very annoying when I like you. And, you know, this sometimes that's some people's cup of tea, but for some people, it's very draining. And my best friend, our personalities naturally would not mesh. In the wild, maybe our personalities wouldn't mesh. Maybe we're not the types of people who gravitate towards each other so naturally. When I decided to love her, it was a choice. And I've worked on it every week, every day, for the past 5 years. So now, me loving her is not a choice. I love her so much that I went into a depressive episode when she said that she was gonna leave. She's like a sister to me, and I will take care of her for the rest of her life. I will always be here. I'm always a phone call away for her. That's obvious if you know me, but definitely loving her was a choice. And so because maybe our personalities wouldn't naturally flow together, I can be pretty draining on her. I'm an introvert, and people who know me well know that I'm an introvert. But to people who don't know me, I come off as very extroverted because I'm very outgoing. I'm a very outgoing introvert. I get drained really easily and very quickly in groups. I'm always excited to meet new people though, although I'm kind of scared of people. It's a weird complex, an introverted extrovert, an extroverted introvert, excited and terrified to meet people. I'm a conundrum of esoterica, what can I say? Yeah, so she was definitely ready for me to leave at the end of that trip, which is good, because I love her so much, I don't want her to miss me, because I don't want her to have any negative emotion, you know? So I'm glad that I kind of tired her out, drained her, so that she doesn't miss me and she can wait until the next time we meet up again, which probably won't be for a minute. So I'm glad that my personality is what it is. But yeah, we had a lot of fun together. We ran about in a graveyard at Halloween. It's a really, really old graveyard. And of course, we were respectful. We didn't actually run. We were just walking through at like midnight. And some of the grave names are kind of funny. I guess old people names. Or not old people names, but like old last names are kind of funny. And I'm not even joking. There was one tombstone that said C-O-X. Cox. The other one said balls. Oh my god. I almost pissed myself. It was so fucking funny. Like, what are the odds? But, and in, like, in the same graveyard? But, so that was fun. Getting back was good. Cleaning was such a thing. There used to be this account that would comment on my YouTube channel. I read all the comments. I know that, like, I don't know why, but I feel like some people don't believe me when I'm like, yeah, pretty much every comment that comes through, I've read it. Every comment on every video, like, chances are I've read it. Like, I read all the comments. So, and even when I was, like, inactive and I wasn't posting, I still read all the comments. But, this person would comment and say, hi, lovesick, like, hope you're doing well. Like, just a reminder to, like, drink water and clean your room because it's important for, like, your mental health that your room is clean. And I didn't realize how right they were until I started cleaning my room. I was in, like, a very bad place. And I feel like this year, I've been in a lot of really dark places, mentally and just situation-wise. Those who don't know, I mean, like, my parents both got cancer at the same time. Like, what are the odds? I've had a lot of, like, emotionally burdenous events that were really hard to get through, that were very heartbreaking and very frustrating and scary. So I went to a lot of really, really dark places this year. And, I mean, I came out unscathed. Everybody's alive. But being in those dark places, you're not acting the same way that you normally do. I remember one night I was just thinking, like, how can I ever be happy again? Like, I can't ever imagine finding joy again. And I'm happy now. Like, we still have about 2 months left in the year. But I just, it's amazing, human resilience, how readily people can bounce back from, like, being in the deepest, darkest pit to, I'm okay, you know? But definitely when I was in those dark places, my room was a mess. Like, literally disgusting. There were some days that I couldn't even bring myself to drag myself out of bed. It was just so dark, and I never opened up the blinds in my room. I was always just in bed, just trying to pretend like I wasn't who I was, just trying to pretend that, like, I was anybody else, you know. And I cleaned my room. And it's funny that cleaning my room was kind of what brought me out of that, like, deep, dark place, that, like, almost depressive episode, right? It's what helped. I started off kind of slow, you know. It's like, I'll just wash my clothes. I won't fold or put them away. I'll just wash them. So I washed them and and I just set them on my chair. And then I was like, okay, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to open up the blinds. Just going to let some light in. And I was like, wow, this sunlight looks really out of place in this disgusting gremlin pit. So I just little by little, cleaning up, getting rid of the trash, getting rid of the cups, putting away the laundry, washing my bed sheets, just little things one at a time. And it added up, and I had a clean room again. It deteriorated as the next wave of, forgive my French, but bullshit came on. But it was clean then, and I felt better then. So there's, I was like, okay, this is a thing. This is a way to get me out of the deep, dark pit. And my room right now, it's been clean for the past week. And when I mean clean, I mean clean, clean. I mean, like, this, my room could be in a, not to brag, but my room could be in a catalog. My bed is made perfectly like a soldier. It's so beautiful, right? There's nothing that's out. There's no cups, no nothing. Honest, like, it would be kind of, for some of the places in my room, my desk is a little bit messy right now, but I feel like if you look at my room, you'd be like, oh, like, someone very clean, or they're staging this room for a catalog, you know, and I feel good. It's weird because I still feel frantic. I'm trying not to be. The franticness, it doesn't help me create. It doesn't help me work. It doesn't help me do really anything. It just paralyzes me. So I still feel kind of frantic, but I know that anything that comes my way, I can pretty much handle right now. I mean, my room is clean, so I could do pretty much anything. When things are bad, I'm going to try to keep my room clean. Because when things were bad and my room was clean, I would be dealing with it. I would be getting yelled at. I would be berated, scared. All the negative emotions that you can imagine. Yes, I've been there. And I'd be there and I'd be like, you know what? You just need one good thing. Just one good thing. At least my room is clean. At least my bed is made. So you can yell at me. You can say whatever you're going to say to me. Because I get to go home at the end of the day. I get to go back in my room and my bed is made. So fuck you. I made my bed, so fuck you. You know? It sounds so childish, but really when you just need that one good thing, it's a good thing to freaking have. So if you're in like a darker, rougher place, first of all, I'm sorry that you're there. I know what it's like. And just consider maybe taking the advice of a random YouTube commenter who I cannot find the name of to say thank you to. But maybe you should take their advice and just clean your room. All right. I will see you guys again later to talk about maybe nothing at all, but regardless, I really like talking to you guys as me, not as a character. It's nice. It feels different. But yeah, I hope you guys are doing amazing, and I'll see you soon.